the other one?
No, we're both of them.
All right.
We're both sitting
here. I want both of you. Okay, I have a little bit of problem with you sounding so patriotic on the radio, and then you turn right around and you constantly play this song about a woman getting shot.
A woman getting shot?
Yeah, you play, yeah. And then you turn right around and you play, you put down females, you know. I mean, I've been married 32 years come June, you know, and I might act like I go out here and be a whore because I kind of, that's the way I feel, you know. I'm not a whore. I haven't went to bed with another man. Been married 32 years. And I imagine I could put about any 20-year-old to shame because I worked hard all my life. And I don't appreciate males getting on the, you know, you got it made because you can get on the airwaves.
What are you talking about, ma'am?
Well, I'm talking about a song that this husband shot his wife. I hate it.
What song?
I don't know what it is, but you played it on your radio, and I called in a little later in the day, and they told me, you know, it's a fast song, a lot of rhythm to it, and but if a person listens to those words, it's horrible.
Well,
it was on your program. I heard it the first time.
Well, you call me back just as soon as you hear it again, okay?
Well, yeah, but all I'm telling you, I've got friends in the grave that are dead due to their husbands shooting them. And these kids today don't need to hear that kind of music because the wives are dead. And it's sad.
All right.
I think you need to take it off your station.
Well, just
I have a whole lot of problem with you sounding patriotic and bad-mouthing females. And I'd love to see you in person. Because I'm 50 years old, and I just about bet you I could about put you down. You better take another look for you badmouth females constantly on your station. I started getting up in the morning, and I'm the old gal that listened to all the other stations.
Yeah.
I keep you both on KXY. I'm the one that they probably thought of as the rodeo queen because you dish jockeys have got it made. You get on, you play one program, you get on, and I don't know where you're getting information. It's like you're a spy to me.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Don't you think it's about time to call the attendant and take another sedative?
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
If you're wearing Senior Life Call 2000, it's your lucky day because the emergency phone lines at Senior Life Call 2000 are manned by elderly people just like you. People who care. People who want to get you the necessary help as quickly as possible.
Hello, you've called Senior Life Call 2000.
Help. There's a gas leak in the kitchen and I'm stuck in bed.
I'm sorry, can you speak up?
Help. There's a gas leak in the kitchen and I'm stuck in bed.
You have gas in bed?
No, I'm stuck in bed.
Sir, I can't tuck you in bed.
Aw, for crying out loud.
The senior citizens at Senior Life Call 2000 understand the pain you suffer and eagerly await your calls.
This is Senior Life Call 2000.
Help, I've fallen in the garage.
What?
Huh?
I'm sorry.
Hello?
Yes?
What?
Elderly people helping elderly people. Only from Senior Life Call 2000.
Hello.
It's 8:55 now. If you got a cassette rolling on this, and we've had a lot of people call wanting to know, it's this is under 5 minutes long, or about 5.5 minutes long, I should say. This is our first candid phone call we ever made to a girl named Donna. Her boyfriend had told us that she had bought a vibrator, and he wanted us to, apparently he's feeling a little insecure about his male sexual issues.
Ew.
So anyway, he wanted us to drag her over the coals for doing it, and so we thought, gosh, that'd be cruel, that would be weird, that would be wrong, perfect for us. So we did it, and we called a girl named Donna, and we told her she had a little problem with her new toy.
Hello?
Yes, Donna Hobble, please.
This is?
Donna, my name is Scott Kogan. I'm the production engineer in charge of quality control at Alinar Enterprises.
Uh-huh.
You probably don't know what that is. It's a company from which you bought one of your products. You bought vibrator W2570, I believe it is. That's the model number.
Who is this?
My name is Scott Kogan. I'm in charge here. I'm a production engineer in charge of quality control. The reason I'm calling is the product you purchased is defective, and we're actually doing a recall on it, on your, I guess it's that...
You're recalling a vibrator?
Well, there's a bit of a problem, it seems. Donna, the company that actually makes the motor and manufactures the electrical portion of it,
It's actually defective, and we do have to do a recall. Now, we have a check here, as it was written about, 3 weeks ago or so. We have a copy of it right here, this check you wrote about 3 weeks ago. Is that right? Are we even close?
Yeah.
Well, the thing we need to know, first of all, is whether or not the product has been used yet. Have you had any use of it yet? Donna? Excuse me?
No. No, actually, it was a gift. I was buying it for someone.
Okay. Now, have you given this gift to anybody yet? Because we'll have to contact this person instead of you.
No, it's a gag gift for a birthday present, so I still have it.
You still have it? Good. Well, that's good. What we'd like you to do, and I'll explain all the details about where we are and if you have any questions and who else you can talk to at the company, but what we're going to do is recall the item, and we'll refund either in cash, you know, we'll give you your money back, or if you'd like, you can apply it toward a purchase of one of our other products here at Alinar, if you'd like something other than this particular vibrator product.
What exactly is what's wrong with it? What does it do?
Well, as far as I know, and this was explained to me by a doctor, there's sort of an electrical emission that causes an allergic reaction by some women in their digestive system. Some call it, some gain weight, some can lose weight. It's not that serious of a problem, but there is a reaction that needs to be taken care of immediately if someone has used it and is affected. So we really don't have much choice. Before, the FDA makes us recall it, we're just going to have to call it back in.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, but if you haven't used it, now, if you haven't used it, I mean, it'll be okay.
Well, I did. Use it.
Okay.
Once, not very much.
Okay. Well, Donna, listen, I understand. this might be an embarrassment for you, and I'm terribly sorry, but I'm glad you pointed out. Now, what we're going to do is send you a form in the mail, which you need to fill out and to take to your doctor. We'll reimburse you. Don't worry about that. In full for your checkup. Statistics show that women who have had checkups due to this situation, over 90% have checked out fine. So there's really nothing to worry about. So don't get too worried. And if there are complications, of course, our company is responsible and we'll take care of it all. And again, this is a correctable problem. So, don't worry about it. How many times in a general field have you used it so far? Because I was a little unclear. Did you say you only use it just once? Was that right? Donna? You just use it like once? I mean, I know this seems kind of personal. I really don't want to,
Well, I haven't had any problems with it so far.
It's something where you wouldn't even know there's a problem, honestly. That's why we have to make these calls.
I've used it, I guess, quite a bit since I got it.
Well, can I get a number of uses? I mean, any idea? I mean, are we talking 5, 10?
A lot. I don't know exactly how many.
I can understand. Okay. Well,
maybe, maybe once a day. Is that a lot?
Once a day, for 3 weeks. I don't know if I would say that was a lot. I would say it was a considerable amount, though. But that's fine. Listen, I'm going to send you the form. There's one other problem that happens too in rare cases with some women. So it just happens every once in a while. So don't really worry about it. That is, it causes them, and maybe you've experienced this. I don't know. It causes them to listen to Shannon and the Eggman at 107.7 KRXO every weekday morning.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, about as often, actually.
This isn't real?
Oh, no, it's about as often as you've used that thing. That's how real it is.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Donna, now wait a second. Before you want to jump through the phone and kill me, your boyfriend, Devin, was his name, I guess, called us?
No.
Yeah. He said, he said you never use it, though. Wow. So, you never use it?
Not when he's around.
Okay, well, Donna,
what'd you do with it?
Once a day.
Well, Donna, hold on just a second. Don't we have some free food or something?
It's some Arby's.
Anyway, there you go. That was, that was Donna. The vibrator. Doing this year in review, and sometimes those spontaneous things work, and sometimes it's toilet time. This happens to be. Now, we're not going to play one of the toilet things.
No, of course not.
And call it our best of show.
No.
So this is one of the deals that worked out. The girls out at Sam's in Midwest City called us one day, and it's pretty much self-explanatory. Here's what happened.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi, who's this?
This is Denise.
Hi, Denise.
What's going on?
Not much. What do you know?
What I know is that me and my boss listen to you all the time. We're at Sam's, okay, in Midwest City.
You're at Sam's. Yes, of course.
You know us.
Our fantastic savings club people. Yes.
That's right. That's right.
Uh-oh.
And you know what my boss's favorite kind of music is?
No.
It's Cajun.
Cajun music.
Yeah, and so us knowing that you and the Eggman can do anything.
Yeah, what do you want, a triple play by the Neville Brothers or what?
Hey, do it, do it.
No, what do you really want? Yeah, Linda Ronstadt and Molehead Neville coming
something
up
as close to Cajun as you can get in rock and roll.
Okay, well, we'll see what we can do.
Can you do that for us?
Yeah, I think we can get Aaron
and
Neville in
here.
And
this is for us, okay? This is not for Denise. This is for Russ at Sam's in Midwest City.
Okay, we'll get... So, well, I think Aaron
Neville... And he listens. He even said, is that Bob Dylan? Just a little bit ago. Could you believe it?
No, you interrupt me more than I interrupt the Eggman. You know?
I know.
But that's okay, because you're a guest.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks. See ya. All right. Well... Glad you called. Thank you very much. Appreciate that phone calling. Now, Bruno, get the door, would you?
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome from New Orleans, Louisiana. Big boy. Got a tattoo and a dagger on the side of your face. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Aaron Neville's here. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
How are you? how are you, Aaron? Great. Well, you want to do a little Cajun song for everybody out Sam's, Russ and Denise and everybody out Sam's?
I'd love to.
Okay, well, Owen. A two. We got the, we're gonna hit the band. One, a two. One, two, three, four. Aaron.
If you want a brand new TV, go and find one out at Sam's. Baby, my baby, they ain't too expensive. You can even buy some hams. But if you are serious, don't go shopping around, you're getting furious. If you want a bargain, then a baby you should pay for this ad. Baby you should take yourself to Sam's. Don't be ashamed, let your checkbook be your guide.
Hey, what's that in your hand?
It's a sheet of paper.
A what of paper?
A sheet.
Did you know you're speaking Spanish?
No. What do you mean?
Put down the paper. I'll show you. Hey, look at that sheet on the table. You always leave your sheet lying around. I'm sick of a sheet.
Hey, I was speaking Spanish.
This is just one of the techniques used in the new Verbal Dynamics language course. Verbal Dynamics uses hundreds of simple-to-remember catchphrases and key words, making learning a foreign language fun and easy.
Boy, I didn't know Spanish could be so easy.
You know you're speaking Spanish.
I am.
Ask me how easy.
How easy?
He's fine, thank you. The new, easy-to-learn Spanish course from Verbal Dynamics. You'd never know learning Spanish could be so fun.
And easy.
The best of Shannon and the Eggman. Night 3. Of Shannon and the Eggman, 1993, on 107.7 KRXO.
She's back, and bigger than ever. Ann Wilson of Heart. Singing all her favorites on one high-calorie compact disc. 10 lip-smacking, good-eating tunes like nothing ate all.
It was nothing ate all.
Steak on for you.
Put a steak on for you.
Magic ham.
Try to understand.
What's a magic ham?
Bad animal crackers. What about lunch?
What about lunch?
Dog and Butterball.
Dog and Butterball.
These beans.
These beans galore.
A loaf. Barracuda.
Filet-O.
Barracuda.
And the classic Crazy au jus.
Crazy au jus.
It's big, she's bigger. Ann Wilson, all my favorite foods, tunes. Only on Carbohydrate Compact Discs.
Shannon and the Eggman.
We did a show where Steve Bennett, our news guy, actually we broadcast his vasectomy live.
Had his heifers muzzled.
Yeah, and you know, when I was out at the airport this year, flying with the Blue Angels, I actually had a lady say, "I used to listen to you every day until the day you broadcast Steve's vasectomy."
You're kidding.
And I thought you'd just gone too far.
But
then there's other people who get the show and give us phone calls, like this one of our best phone calls from the past. A lady having a lost classic attack right now at a vasectomy center. Well, she said it was ABC vasectomy. It's like snip and clip. Anyway, what'd you want to hear?
Lady Marmalade.
Lady Marmalade.
Or Marmalade, whatever.
Marmalade. Yeah, they never really get that right. What's that classic line in there?
Come on, Joe, you want to give it a go? Uh-huh.
Okay, well, Lady Marmalade really doesn't fit in with classic rock.
Okay, well, how about the one you played the other morning about squeezing your liver?
The what? Squeezing your liver?
There's something about squeezing your liver and feeling juice running down your legs. I don't
know. No, squeeze my lemon till the juice run down my leg. Not liver.
You said it was
no.
Lemon, not liver.
No. I'm sorry. And hold on just a second. We'll have somebody explain the difference to you. Hold on.
Well, anyway, we promised him we'd play the song, and then after a while when we couldn't get around to it, well, they called back, and this is what happened there.
Speaking of lucky.
We've got somebody, I understand, on the phone I want to talk to. Is that right? Hello?
Mark?
Yes.
This is Gnora from ABC Vasectomy.
Yes.
And the reason we don't have a listing is because we're a mobile unit. And we drive.
You're a mobile unit?
Yes, we work out of the back of our minivan.
Is that right?
And yeah, what we do is when people get behind us, blink their lights, and blow their horn, we pull over to the side of the road.
Is that right?
Blow their horn being a figure of speech.
Well. Okay, well, I appreciate that call back. And I should have called the mobile operator then.
What was your name again?
Gnora. I have a secretary. Her name is Syphilis.
Her name is what? Syphilis?
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you.
Are you going to play that song or not?
We're looking for it. We're searching high and low, but finding it.
We could resort to violence.
You could?
Oh.
Yes.
Was that go on a rampage and, like, neuter half the county or what?
Yes, sir.
Vasectomy. I'm not half the man I used to be. Dr. Mosca's disconnecting me. Oh, doctor, please cut carefully. Vasectomy. Can we talk about it over tea? Maybe we'll decide we want more than three. Vasectomy, the death of me. Why I walk so slow? Well, you know I'm so afraid. This deed seems so cruel. Oh, my jewels should have been saved. Vasectomy day. All my troubles will be tossed away. Who needs high sperm counts anyway? I'll live to see another day. Vasectomy. No more shadow hanging under me. Only stitches where it used to be. Vasectomy. Oh, woe is me. Oh,
International, makers of reusable healthcare and safe sex products, proudly introduces Cordova Condoms, the first and only reusable condom available today.
What's happening, compadres? I am Fernando Montalban, and I'm here to tell you about the amazing Cordova Condom. It's made from fine Corinthian leather. This one-of-a-kind condom is effective and safe, yes, but one look at Cordova's interior tells you it's luxurious as well. Spacious, look at the ample headroom at Cordova's reservoir end. Comfortable, the Cordova's thin yet durable Corinthian leather skin assures assures you of smooth handling even in the tight turns. Cordoba responds to you.
My name's Johnny Swanson, and I'm a truck driver. My job keeps me moving a lot, so I ain't got time to stop for regular condoms. That's why the reusable Cordoba condom works for me. Hey, Dolly, let's shake a leg, baby. I ain't got all day.
Oh, Johnny, not again.
Listen, when you're pulling in and out as often as Johnny Swanson is, buddy, you better be driving something tough. You better be driving with Cordoba.
Cordoba reusable condoms. Active ingredient, no knocks, number one. Cordoba condoms for the ride of a lifetime.
The best of Shannon and the Eggman.
That's the way you know us day by day.
Oh, yes, but
occasionally we get to slip into our alter ego.
Yes!
This is fun for us. This is fun. Whether it's Stan and Larry or just Montoya and
Carlos.
It doesn't matter because we get to become sexually challenged.
Yes.
And we were so excited. Remember how excited
December
we were?
December of last year.
Yes, it was in December. They signed on a satellite gay radio station. The only problem was there was nobody to pick it up.
Nobody's dish was big enough. Oh.
I love it when you talk like
that. Stop.
Anyway, so we brought the first ever gay radio, I'm sorry, sexually challenged radio to Oklahoma City. And this, we join it now as we hooked up for the very first time. This is back in late 1992 as we signed on K-Gay Radio. Yes, there we go. We had a little satellite thing here.
A little bit to the left of there.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What's the transponder code? Okay, we got it.
All gay, all the time.
Yeah.
K-G-A-Y.
Well, hi, good morning, Oklahoma City and the world.
Hi.
Now, I'm Stefan.
And I'm Keish.
Hi, Keish.
Hi.
And you are our favorite people.
Come in. There's no need to feel down. I said, come in. Get yourself off the ground. I said, come in. Cause you really need town. There's no need to be unhappy.
Yes, good morning. Gay Radio is on the air, and we're excited to be a part of it. Hold my hand, Peach Boy.
Okay.
This is overwhelming. Oh, I think I'm sweating. Wait, I'm fine now. Okay. My God, it's Friday, isn't
it's
it?
Friday.
Listen, let's get started with some Village People. Spell it for me. Do that hand thing. Okay, just like this.
Geesh.
Yeah.
Have you ever stayed at a YMCA?
Oh, many times. I've had many a good game of tiddlywinks there.
No.
Yes.
You don't mean it.
I'm not kidding.
Seriously. Well, I never stayed at a YMCA until last weekend.
Yes.
Robert,
oh, do tell.
Well, Robert and I were downtown. We couldn't get a bus.
Yes.
And so I looked at him. He looked at me.
It was magic.
But screw the bus, man. We're going to the Y.
Yes.
Stan and Larry offers companionship.
Friendship with your clothes.
What a good friend a shirt can be. Our new line, it's called the Breathe.
Ooh.
It means free.
Breezy.
Your clothes and you fly.
I open my closet and my shirts say, hey, you, have a smiley day.
Or you can do anything in your clothes.
Conquer. When you walk in a room, your clothes should say, hello. Hello, room. Hello, everybody
look
in the room. Look at me.
Look at me.
Look at me. I'm summer and I'm breezy. That's why we have the Breeze.
Cool, warm breeze.
The birds are tweeting in the sky and I feel good. Sometimes, shh, I can hear my clothes sing. Oh, I'm falling, but no, I'm not.
Summer colors are important.
Hey there, eyes. Open up and be bright. That's what Stan and Larry's is all about.
It's all colors.
Stan and Larry.
Yeah.
Stan and Larry's. Real clothes for weird people.
A caller here who's calling in from Oklahoma City, which I believe is the only city that can get us right now. Hi. You had a question?
Yes, I want to know if you just could be sexually different to talk on your radio show.
You can be anything you want to be. You're free to be.
It's a Marlo Thomas day. You can be anything.
Okay. I had a question. I want to know if other people in the audience, when having sex with cows, had a hard time getting them back up to the stump.
You know, that's a difficult question. I don't know. Let's see. I think we have some audio.
Well, all I can say, speaking personally, is...
That seems rather twisted.
They don't call her bossy for nothing.
Is that right?
Yes.
I don't know. That seems dirty to me.
That's disgusting. Sex with farm animals.
Oh, I think that's illegal, isn't
it? She'd never have sex with farm animals.
No, absolutely.
Unless nobody's watching.
What'd you have in mind?
San Francisco, the city by the bay. Cable cars, sunshine, bright lights, and the famous Fisherman's Wharf. Home of the Giants, the 49ers, and beautiful Candlestick Park. A place to enjoy an afternoon meal looking out across the Golden Gate Bridge. Ferry boat rides, Coit Tower, gourmet food, and Ghirardelli Square. San Francisco, prostitution, LSD rage parties, and pornographic bookstores. Moral decay, earthquakes, landslides, hetero and homosexual promiscuity. San Francisco, a city whose very name is synonymous with anarchy, free love, drug abuse, and violent street crime. So the next time you're looking for a great family vacation, come to San Francisco, the city by the polluted bay.
Brought to you by the San Francisco Travel Bureau.
Hold on. Let's see. This is my country. This is a land that I love. Let's see if he answers. Yes. The Manhandler Theater. Where is this place? Yes, hello.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Manhandler Cinema. We're proud to announce the grand opening of our all-new, all-gay snack bar, featuring all your favorites like Good & Plenty, O. Henry, Butterfinger, and Charmed Blow Pop. Oh, and don't forget Mr. Goodbar.
Yes. This is fun.
Oh. Now showing in Theater One.
Yes.
It's Spike Lee's steamy erotic tale of the secret life of a famed black activist. Denzel Washington stars in Malcolm Triple X. In Theater Two,
this excites
Gary Oldman stars in Francis Ford Coppola's version of Bram Stoker's Dracula. It should do good business. Everyone likes a movie with a big sucker in it.
Finally,
in Theater 3...
This is just stupid.
A double feature. First, Disney goes all adult with the timeless but bawdy animated tale, Aladdin My Pants, followed by Wesley Snipes in Passenger 69. Thank you for calling the Manhandler Cinema.
That's just stupid.
People are always coming up to us saying, Stan and Larry, how do you keep it up? Isn't that right, Stan? Stan?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just in my own private sanctuary, surrounded by the light of love, and guess what?
What?
My master teacher gave me a new idea.
What's that?
Paint on clothing! Isn't that exciting?
Oh, my gosh, that's
You can
exciting.
Actually be naked.
Yes!
And fully clothed.
At the same time.
Exactly.
All the colors of the rainbow.
Try it on. We'll tickle you with a brush and just put on a new outfit for you.
You know why I like it?
Why do you like it?
Because friends can come over. You can have a paint-on party.
Paint-on party.
Get dressed for the rest of the day.
Come home, shower it all off at night.
And if it rains,
careful there. Be nice for nighttime paint-on jammies.
Yes, it would.
We'll feed him.
And if somebody were to come over, you've got clothes on. You're naked.
Yet, I have clothing on.
Paint-on clothing. From Stan and Larry. Yes!
Stan and Larry. Real clothes for really weird people.
It don't mean a thing if it ain't got swing. K-G-A-Y.
The best of Shannon and the Eggman. 1993 on 107.7 KRXO.